It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, if you've listened to our shows very often, and I know many of you do, you've heard me talking about gearhead archery, the shoot-through risers on the gearhead bows that I've been using now for, gosh, over a year. Skip Peterson with Gearhead is with us. A lot of folks in Texas still, you know, they're still not exposed to, don't know a lot about the Gearhead line of bows, but I've been using them for a year. That's what I shoot. And we'll have Skip with us here, and we'll talk a little bit about them. Maybe you'll learn something that you don't know. Skip, thank you, buddy, for spending some time with us.
Always a pleasure, Luke.
Yes, sir. You've been all over the country at the different archery shoots and shows, exposing folks to the gearhead line of bows. But, Skip, they're unique. The new models, I think, well, all of them, even going back a ways, were like 20, some of them are 20-inch axle-to-axle, up to 30-inch. The one I shoot is a 30-inch axle-to-axle. But, I've honestly never shot the 20-inch, but I know it's got its place. You could pack it back in the mountains or back in the woods, and, you know, they develop, even the 30 or the 20-inch develops a lot of, it's very fast, isn't it?
Right. Well, actually, we even go down to an 18-inch, Luke.
No kidding.
We go up to a 40 in the target side of things. But the 18-inch actually was just one of our customers used it this past fall and shot a world record black bear with it. And it was all confirmed and everything by Pope and Young. So that's the new black bear world record with a gearhead T18.
Is that right? Well, I did not know that. I knew the 20-inchers, and I've honestly never shot a 20-inch. Compound bow, gearhead, or any other. Gearhead's the only one I know of that makes them. We'll concentrate on those really short axle to axles for a minute, Skip. Do they develop? I mean, I know they're fast, but they must develop. So I don't know how it's done, but they develop a lot of speed, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, like the T18. At a 29-inch draw, I think we're at 315 feet per second with a 350 grain arrow. But and then when you get into the Disruptor 20, and you're in the 325s and upwards like that. I mean, we're all in the 300s for sure.
So that 20-inch one will develop over 300 feet per second, right?
Yeah, 325 with a 28-inch draw length.
Wow. Well, me being long-armed, 30-inch draw is what I do. I want to shoot one. I really do. And I see the practicality because I guided elk and bear hunts for seven years up in northern Colorado. It'd been so nice to have had a little compact bow that you could stick in a backpack or something, and instead of, worrying about hanging it up on brush and everything when you're going through the mountains. I do see the need. Yeah.
The maneuverability of that short axle-to-axle bow it really is gives you an advantage in the hunting woods. Just from if you think stalking through a cornfield or tree saddles have become very popular in the Midwest and out east. And if a deer comes on the other side of the tree with a bigger bow, it's more of a challenge to get on their side. With a little bow, you can actually take it right underneath the bridge or over the top, or it just allows you to maneuver very easy.
I can see that, and with the arrow speeds, I honestly, there's a lot. I'm a bow hunter. I'm not a technician by any stretch of the imagination. I've got some good buddies that rig my bows for me and all that, but it's hard to imagine. A 20-inch, that's really perked my interest. A little short 20-inch bow that'll develop that kind of arrow speed. Not too many years ago, that would have been unheard of. I do want to put one of those shorter bows to use. I do have a question, though, Skip. When you're shooting, say you're shooting a 20-inch bow, which I know nothing about. Mine's a 30-inch. Stabilizers. I mean, how do you use stabilizer, or is it all about just lightweight?
Well, we have all the adapters to put stabilizers on. You can put like a front bar or some back bars. Or side weight. I personally don't use one. I have a pretty good form, and I don't really. It's just for me. It's something else to get hung up on things.
But, see, that's what I'm thinking. I would like to use one and not not shoot a stabilizer, because like you say, that's just something else to when you're trying to twist your body around a tree to take a shot behind you or a limb that might be in your way. I honestly could not like my full size gearhead anymore. I've had some awesome, you know, hunts with it and shoot it a lot, but the 20-inch, gosh, and then an 18-inch.
Right.
That would probably, I'd probably have to do, you know, if I started shooting a 20, it'd probably take me some time to get used to not having those longer limbs, you know?
Well, the thing of it is, we actually started things backwards for most bow companies. Our T18 was the first bow that we designed, and we were into backpack style hunting and minimalistic type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made the smallest bow we could make and still hold a peep location. And then as we built that, we just started going bigger because customers were wanting a little bit longer ATAs and the string angles and stuff like that. So we listened to the customers and we went and got into the 30-inch stuff. But I got to tell you, this year it's all about the small bows. I mean, people are really gravitating to the maneuverability and the advantages they get in the woods with the smaller axle-to-axle.
Just the thought of it, I mean, I've given it some thought, but I really honestly had no idea that the airspeed would be what it is. I mean, these things, as far as I shoot a one pin, Skip, and I know this is totally foreign to most tournament shooters. I'm not a tournament shooter by any means, but I set one pin for the hunting that I do, and I set it at 25, and that thing is basically good from 10 to 35 yards. It is just the center of shoulder, wherever you're going to, I hunt, you know, honestly, a lot of hogs and deer and exotics in Texas with it, but and then for fun, I mean, I do have a pin, you know, set for 50 just for fun to shoot. But most of the shooting is up close, close.
We're really similar on that. I have the same setup. I have like an HHA with a slider on it. And again, mm-hmm. one pin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my one setting is out to 30 yards. And mm-hmm. then I have another one where I can pull it down, pull the sight down where I can actually get out to 50. So I just mm-hmm. have two marks on my slider.
Yeah.
And that's how I run it.
And 90% of the game that you hunt, you're going to use that 30 yard, that one pin.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's very rare that you're shooting a 50 yard, especially in Wisconsin in tight quarters and that.
Oh,
I mean,
yes. Same
50,
in
20 yards.
Mm-hmm, same in. I do a lot of hunt. Well, through my articles that I write, you know, I do have a chance to go over a lot of places, but most of the hunting I do is in eastern Texas, and it's woods, you know, heavy, dense woods. And I wrote an article actually recently, and the farthest that I have ever killed a deer with a bow is 33 yards. But I've killed a bunch. I mean, I've been bow hunting a long time. This was up in North Dakota, and I just try to don't take long shots, but it was almost dark, and there was a bunch of deer came into a corn pile up in Streeter, North Dakota. This been about 8 years ago, and gosh, there was a nice buck that he just kept hanging up and hanging up. Finally, 2 minutes later would have been illegal to shoot the buck, but yeah, 33 yards. Most deer, though, are killed, especially in Texas, are killed within 25 yards, to be honest.
Well, that's why we get into bow hunting. We like that close encounter. We like to see the wild in their eyes and know that any movement you make is going to make a difference, and that's kind of the attraction of our activities for
bow
hunting.
You bet. Well, here's what I want our friends that are listening to take away from our conversation. Folks, go online to gearheadarchery.com. I want you to check out these bows, and I'm going to learn with you. this 20-inch bow is going to perk your interest, I'll bet you. It has mine. It honestly has. But, you know, you can check them out online. The price point, Skip, on our gearhead bows, I think it's the best. I'm no expert, but it's the best I have seen. In the 700s, you can get these bows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like you get in the T-Series, if you know your draw length and your draw weight, you know, the T18 starts at $599 and on up, you know, the T20's $629. But if you get into the Disruptor where it's got little adjustability, That starts at 729. So, I mean, we're where the name Disruptor came from, we're trying to disrupt the market by giving you a bow that's worth $1,000 at a much less price point. We're disrupting the market with the new Disruptor.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Skip. Now, say I wanted the 18. I'm looking at this $600 price range or at that.
Right.
If I want it now, can you get that in the 20? If you go to a 20 incher, does that jump you up to the 700?
No, that gets you to 629. So basically, the bump in cost is just the extra cost of material as the bows get longer.
Okay. Well, let's think about. I want to shoot a 55-pound bow, mm-hmm. and I want it to be 30-inch draw length,
mm-hmm.
and I want it to be short. Would I want to go 18-inch or 20? And I want it to be as I want it to be as economical as it can be.
Right. So basically on a 30-inch draw length, see on the smaller bows, with our cam design, it's harder to get to that draw length in a smaller bow. So the mm-hmm. most I can get out of an 18 would be like 28.5. The most I can get out of like a 20 is about 29.5. But you can cut your D loop a little bit longer, and that can get you right into your 30.
A 29.5 would work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then I'm still of the old school that a half inch, you know, you can lean in or lean out just a little bit.
Sure.
I know people that say if it's not exactly the quarter inch, they can't shoot it, but that's not me. So you could get a bow like that for $600, right?
It's $629. But another feature, we have this slider grip function where you can put a slider grip on it, and then you can move your draw length like in quarter inch increments,
mm-hmm.
Either a half inch longer or a inch and a quarter back. You can actually slide your grip forward and back, and that's kind of explained on the website too.
Yeah, but it's pretty easy to do it too, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Well, Skip, they're telling me we are out of time.
What?
Yes, what? Yes, you were out of time.
We just started.
Well,
we're
going to have to do. I tell you what, we've got more to talk about. Let's reconvene this next week.
Okay.
We'll just call this Gearhead Archery 101 or whatever. But let's go some more, because I've got a bunch more questions too.
I mean, even from the target side, we haven't even touched that. You know, we repeated for the third straight year of winning the Bow Hunter in Vegas, the Bow Hunter class in Vegas.
I know
it. Three times now. So
I've been reading all about it.
Okay.
But for right now, our friends can go to gearheadarchery.com, right?
Yep.
And then, folks, tune in next week. Skip has got more stuff to tell us. I can.
Yep.
And we will be back next week, Skip. But thank you for being here this week, buddy.
And if their dealer that they love doesn't carry Gearhead, their dealer can call Gearhead. We can get them a bowl, and the dealer can make some margins on it as well.
Awesome, Skip. Well, folks, you know, if you read my newspaper columns or maybe some of my magazine articles, and definitely if you listen to our radio shows much, you've heard me bragging on these Gearhead bows with the shoot-through risers. I am so anxious to put one of these 18 or 28-inch axle-to-axle. That's the length of the bow, the height of the bow, if you will, axle-to-axle. Just imagine how easy it would be to maneuver those around in the woods. And, you know, when you're up in a tree stand, you can swing around, make all kind of shots that normally a longer bow, say 130 inches axle-to-axle, you'd be hitting tree limbs and branches and everything else. But it's going to be fun. It's kind of revolutionized the compound bow, if you think about it. 20 inches, 18 inches, axle to axle. Folks, we are out of time. Do remember, catfishradio.org. You can contact me through there anytime if you have any questions, or you might want to be a guest on our show. You might have some information that you want to share. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun, I promise you. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke Intex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.